$560,000 could have bought you the historic Sweet Springs Resort this morning. The property, built in 1791, was auctioned off today, along with the Sweet Springs Bottling Water Company. The purchase of the property comes with a lot of meaning for the people of Monroe County. Pauline Baker was born in the community of Sweet Springs in 1910. She passed away just a few months after this interview, when she recalled how guests from all over the world used to visit the great Jeffersonian Hall.
To go up to the ballroom, it's a beautiful one there. We go up there and watch them dance.
The Sweet Springs Resort Baker grew up next to closed in the 1930s and was sold to the state of West Virginia in 1941. The state renovated it as a home for the elderly in 1945. The facility closed in 1991, and the property has stood empty ever since. As of this morning, the Sweet Springs property has a new owner, Ashby Berkeley. Craig Moeller, editor of the Monroe Watchman, says about 200 people showed up to watch the auction. There was a lot of excitement in the air as the historic hotel passed into new hands.
There's just a lot of sentiment about the place. People want to see something happen there. They don't want to see it stand empty, and so there's definitely a lot of community interest in it.
And many people in Monroe County are hoping that the resort will reopen one day, in some form. Not only because it may bring more jobs, but also because it reminds them of their history, when visitors from all over the world used to come to southern West Virginia for their vacations. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.